There's a bit more news around today about property prices in Sydney. Apparently, many Sydney-siders are flocking to the Blue Mountains as house prices in Sydney are just out of reach. Mind you, house prices in the Blue Mountains have grown as well. They're up 12.5% in the past year and more than 50% over the past 5 years. More people are leaving to move to the mountains and commuting to work. Every morning, 20,000 people jump on trains in the Blue Mountains and head to Sydney. From Springwood, it takes about 80 minutes to get to Central, 40 minutes to Parramatta. Commuting by car has been made easier because the final section of the Great Western Highway was completed last year. And the fact is, most Sydney-siders just can't afford to own a home in their own city. We learnt this week that a family on an average New South Wales salary of $83,000 a year can only afford to buy a house in one suburb in Sydney. There are 600 suburbs, but the only suburb that a middle-income family can afford to buy a typical house in without going into mortgage stress is Wilmot near Mount Druitt. The research is based on buyers putting down 10% deposit and spending 30% of their income on mortgage repayments, which is the lending threshold that most banks prefer. Even Sydney-siders on a salary of $100,000 a year can only afford an average-priced detached house in 17 suburbs out of 600. Now, I don't know what the answer is here, and it might be too late for some to get into the property market, but to any of the younger ones, I'd just say you better start saving. And you may not want to hear that when you're on school holidays, but you need to get a part-time job for weekends and after school and school holidays. You need some self-control not to spend money on everything you want because you've got to start saving. I mean, you can live with mum and dad for the rest of your life. It's up to you. But people have got to realise that the trick of getting into the property market is you've got to get in however you can. Forget about the McMansion or the fancy suburb or being near the beach. You've got to get your hands on something, anything, whether it's small, run down, or a shack in the middle of nowhere. And some people seem to be too focused on getting their dream home, when in reality, any home is a dream these days. So kids, if you're listening to this, and I know this might be not the news you want to hear on school holidays, but you better get a part-time job, and you better save your money, and don't waste it all on sneakers and smartphones and video games, and when you've saved enough, you better find the cheapest unit you can and grab it. And while I'm handing out advice, don't move out of home. Stay with mum and dad as long as you possibly can.